For 27 minutes last Sunday, it looked as if the Oakland Raiders, who haven't won a game since November 17, 2013, might finally turn things around. The opponent was none other than the Denver Broncos, with Peyton Manning at the helm, so no one was surprised when the Raiders lost, extending their losing streak to 15 games in a row. Scott Osler, sports columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, joins me now. Scott, what's it like to cover a team that hasn't won a game in nearly a year?
Well, Bill, it's kind of exciting. You know, as a sports writer, I think the two kinds of teams you want to cover are a team that's really good or a team that's sort of epically bad. Not to be a ghoul or anything like that, but there's a certain, I don't know, just excitement in a team that's got a chance to lose every game.
Raiders defensive lineman Antonio Smith has actually participated in 23 losses in a row. Smith played for the Houston Texans last year. He racked up his first 14 consecutive losses there. But I suppose nobody is suggesting that this is all because of the curse of Antonio Smith.
That's a good one, though. I was not aware of Antonio Smith's streak. I went to the Raiders kind of media session, and Derek Carr, their rookie quarterback, was there. And I was feeling kind of sorry for him. Here's a guy who's now 9 games into his pro career and became a surprise starter this year. And in some ways, it's a really feel-good story for the Raiders. And here's a guy who's never won a football game in his pro life, and there's no immediate prospects that he ever will. It's got to be kind of discouraging.
The NFL record for consecutive losses will likely always belong to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who lost the first 26 games they played. The Raiders have 3 Super Bowl wins, but they haven't had a winning record since losing the Super Bowl in 2002. Does a history of success make failure harder to take?
I think it does, because it's like you have this fan base, these people who still believe in those old Raiders. And it's like they wake up every day to this horrible reality that those days are long gone. You know, they've had 12 seasons in a row of extreme losing. So it's got to be a pretty depressing thing. I sound jovial and upbeat because I'm a sports writer. You know, I don't care, but if I was a fan, I'd be kind of bummed out.
I hope all those fans are listening to this. Osler doesn't care.
No, I do care. I like to see the local teams do well. It helps my readership and all that stuff, but I just don't live and die like a real fan, I guess.
Looking ahead at the Raiders' schedule, only one opponent, the St. Louis Rams, has a losing record. Do you expect the Silver and Black to join the 2008 Detroit Lions in infamy with an 0-16 season?
Well, I'm not a betting guy, Bill, but if I had to bet, I would bet against that happening because they've got 7 games left. And the way the NFL is set up with parity and the scheduling and all that stuff, it's really, really, really hard to go 0-16. It's not an easy thing to do, so they've got their work cut out for them.
The Raiders can leave Oakland at the end of this season, and team owner Mark Davis is reportedly being courted by Los Angeles and San Antonio. But why would any city want the Raiders at this point?
Well, it's an NFL team. San Antonio would love to have them because they don't have an NFL team, and they're considered by many people kind of a lesser city. Having an NFL team boosts your stock in some circles. Los Angeles, we don't know. They haven't had an NFL team in many, many years, basically since the Raiders left. Nobody knows if they really want one. We know that the TV executives and so forth want a team there for the ratings and for the huge market, but the whole Raiders moving situation is so up in the air, it's crazy. They could leave tomorrow for all we know.
Scott Osler is a sports columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Scott, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks a lot, Bill.